This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 24th. God's word to you today is realignment. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 14, verse 23, and it says, "Work and you will earn a living. If you sit around talking, you will be poor." Work is God's idea, and He wants you to work regardless of how much wealth you have already acquired. There are people that have so much wealth that even if they do not work for the rest of their lives, they will not lack. But guess what? God still wants such people to work, and it is because the life He has given them is a gift from Him. Work is a blessing, not a curse. We need to stop seeing work as the necessary evil and start seeing work as being like our Father. It is a huge shift that needs to happen, a shift you have to make happen. It is really interesting to see how people celebrate Fridays. Are you familiar with the acronym TGIF? Thank God it's Friday. A lot of people are so excited when it's Friday, but sad when it is Monday. If you have been one of such people, then you need realignment, and you will get it today in Jesus' name. Say amen. Not only is work God's idea, God uses work to supply our needs, and this is the second reason why God wants us to work. God says to us in His word, "Work and you will earn a living. If you sit around talking, you will be poor." God uses work to empower us to earn a living. 2 Thessalonians 3, 7-8 says, "We were not idle when we were with you. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you." Work is a tool God uses to liberate us and supply our needs. One LA Times editorial reads, "There has been a lot of criticisms of people who do not want to work, especially when they are on welfare. Most people prefer to work, and that's fine, but others prefer to sit, go to the beach, or observe the wonders of nature. Those who dislike to work should not be penalized by depriving them of the benefits of our society. There's plenty for all." This is a clear example of thinking upside down. The Word of God says in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, "If a man will not work, he should not eat." Paul did not say, "If a man cannot work." Some legitimately cannot work, but others have no legitimate reason. Any man that can work but is eating and not working is disobeying scriptures. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please fashion my life after your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.